You're listening to the audio production of Runaway Emotions, Why You Feel the Way You Do and What God Wants You to Do About It by Jeff Shreve, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Larry Nobles.
Foreword. Dr. Wayne McDill, Wake Forest, North Carolina. It's a special delight to me to see Jeff Shreve's book, Runaway Emotions, be made available for many who are interested in the ebb and flow of their emotions. In a way, it is an extension of my own pilgrimage and my pursuit of answers more consistent with biblical principles. After studying counseling in graduate school and serving as a pastor for 2 decades, I wrote The Message in Your Emotions in 1996. My wife, Sharon, and I had been in the process of sorting out our own psychological journeys for several years. We had both come from what are now called dysfunctional families. Our fathers were both alcoholics. We were both firstborn. These factors and others contributed to an interesting mixture of shared hang-ups. I wanted to figure us out and to help others understand themselves. My efforts to find a workable counseling method were based on 2 assumptions. First, I believed that the nature of man, like the rest of creation, was reasonable and understandable. There are patterns to God's creative work. There is a design, so I made notes, recording observations on the wonderful variety of emotions we experience, particularly the painful ones. Somewhere, there was a clear trail back to the source of our troublesome feelings. My second assumption was that the wisdom of biblical principles held answers for emotional distress. I accepted the Bible as authoritative and completely trustworthy, and believed there were timeless truths revealed in its laws, history, letters, sermons, and stories. If we could get past legalism on the one hand and skepticism on the other, we could identify universal principles to help us understand the mystery of our emotions. I had no pretensions that this model for self-understanding would end the search, but I knew that God created us in His own likeness, with finite qualities, like His infinite ones. Each of those qualities comes with inherent desires that are part of being human. In the book, I presented an interpretation of negative emotions as a warning system that one of those desires is threatened. Jeff Shreve is a gifted communicator. He is also gifted at seeing through the clutter of our human thought and emotions to answers we need. He was a student of mine years ago at Southeastern Seminary. I recognized his gifting even then. While at Southeastern.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?